Hello, my name is Thea. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, there's a problem with the Walmart online questionnaire. There's no option for group home or assisted living. They're leaving out a whole group of people that are supposed to be serviced.
Okay, what do you mean? You said what?
No. Okay, they're not. If you go to Walmart's website where you sign up for the coronavirus, there's no option for group homes, assisted living, and things like that that are supposed to be included, but they're just completely left out. I thought maybe somebody from there can contact them and tell them. I mean, there's no option. You know, there's options for 65.
Is this regarding the vaccine?
Yes.
Okay. Are you talking about you trying to get a test done or something? The pharmacy is offering shots at Walmart?
Yeah. But not to group homes and things. They've left those people out.
Have you tried going to the Alabama Department of Public Health website? Or CDC?
Yeah, and I was able to get an appointment like in 2 weeks, but I was trying to get her an appointment sooner. And I could have gotten her one at Walmart for next week because she's disabled. She lives in a group home with 19 other people. But the only way you can schedule it is online, and there's no option for that.
Have you tried reaching out to that specific Walmart that you're trying to go to see if there's a certain selection that they specify that she would fall under, even though that category isn't listed to put her on? Or because I'm not familiar with how they would do. I don't know how Walmart really does it.
Okay,
you know,
well, that's fine. I just thought maybe y'all could contact them and let them know that they're not servicing the people that they should.
Yeah,
you know, they're
I'm
picking
sorry.
And choosing which people. Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Bye-bye.